In Ireland, nothing gets us talking like lions.
Tea?
Small talk.
Well, Jimmy, shocking weather we're having.
Big talk.
Even I could have played county. Office talk.
I'm MIA in the AM, but I'll circle back on the KPIs.
Real talk.
Milk before tea? Should be a criminal offence.
You could say we talk too much.
But the truth is,
we don't talk nearly enough. Lions puts the talk into tea.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Chicken feet. Not the kind of thing you might make you go yum, but you can make a broth from it, and apparently it's full of collagen. The chef Gaz Smith is here to make a case for it. Afternoon, Gaz.
Afternoon, Sean. Who would have thought we'd be here talking about feet?
Yeah, what's the difference between a broth and a soup?
Well, a soup would generally be made from a broth, and a good if the broth is good, the soup would be good. The broth would also make gravies, stews, soups, casseroles. So this might sound like a Hollywood fad or something, but feet have been boiled by grannies for hundreds of years. You know, it's not a fad. It's been around for a very, very long time.
Yeah. And like, where do you even get them?
I got these inadvertently. I was in the butcher's buying something fairly mundane on Monday, and they've got a big pile of chicken feet by the counter, and there was a young fella in there with his dad, and he was so enthralled by them, half disgusted and half intrigued. And I thought to myself, I would let him witness a person buying them. And he watched the entire transaction avidly. And his eyes were going from the feet to me, to the till, to the lady, to the... And he kept whispering it back to his dad. So I popped out for a pound of mince, and I came home with a kilo of pork neck and five or six chicken feet.
Okay, and would you... Is there a way of calculating how much broth you make from five or six chicken feet? Or
well, I made two litres of good, strong, gelatinous broth with a kilo of diced pork neck and five chicken feet. Depending on what the broth's going to be used for, you would use slightly different ratios. You can find them in almost every Asian market. And more often than not, your butchers will have them, especially the smaller butchers, would have them with some duck necks and chicken hearts and things.
Right. Okay. And so you come home and you've got a bit of mince and you've got your five or six chicken feet. Do they have to be chicken feet? Can they be from any kind of fowl?
Historically, the classical stocks and soups have always had some form of feet, trotter or hoof in them, because it's that gives the stock or that luxurious, lush, silky mouthfeel. And if you've ever had a proper bowl of ramen, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And once you've had a good broth or a stock, you can't go back.
Yeah.
And food is a great leveler. And in all walks of society, you could talk to anyone about food, and almost always the conversation will always revert back to a big mug of broth or a stew or a casserole or childhood memories of pots gently simmering away in the granny's kitchen.
Yeah. Now what do the feet specifically add to a broth?
Well, they are full of protein and collagen.
Yeah.
And then when you roast the chicken feet in particular, you've got all the flavor of like crispy chicken skin, and then you have all the gelatin goes from the foot from the foot into the stock.
Right. Okay. So you'd roast them first and then put them in the broth.
You don't necessarily have to do that, but I would just to maximize the flavor.
Okay.
And then your stock would be slightly dark and slightly sweet, slightly caramelized. What I would generally do, and one of the main fundamentals, would be to roast them on high, toss in a bit of salt, pepper, and oil for about 30 minutes, and then gently simmer them for 3 or 4 hours, and then add your veg. You certainly don't want to be boiling your veg for the same length of time as you would be the...
be mush by then. If you
it would be mush, and it would be overcooked, and it would lose this kind of vibrancy. So it does take that long to transfer the collagen and the jelly from the feet and the bones into the broth. But you only want to add your vegetables in for the last like 30 minutes or so.
Yeah. Okay. And so then I assume when you're finished, you take the feet out or do you leave them in?
You would take them out. I mean, there would be dishes. I've had a quite horrible experience once. I went to a Chinese restaurant and I was given a plate of cold pickled feet. And that was even too much for me now. And yeah. I wouldn't be scared to push the boundaries, but I got them and I tried them and I'm ashamed to say I couldn't continue and I threw the towel.
So there'd be much meat on it.
Not remotely. And it was cold and pickled. And yes, I didn't cover myself in glory that day.
Yeah. And when you're finished and you take the feet out, are the feet all shriveled up?
By that stage, they've done their job. Like all of the goodness within the foot and all the flavour is now inside your stock. And don't forget, most people have inadvertently eaten a feet stock at some stage.
Yeah.
And we were all scared of sourdough before. We were all scared of sourdough starters before COVID. And good food doesn't have to necessarily be pretty.
Yeah. But people will have an ick. Even you couldn't eat a foot.
Look, the best parts of the bird sometimes don't look the best.
Yeah, that's totally true. Apparently you can order duck's feet on the web.
If you think they would be a staple worldwide in China, Philippines, Jamaica, Mexico, France, Japan, like they would be. The duck feet in particular would be great. And also, we've had a stock once with turkey, with a turkey foot broth in Spain before. It was fantastic.
Oh, turkey feet.
Mm.
And somebody else has said pet shops stock them. Now, I don't know if they're connected to the chicken still, but who...
I would be advising going to your butchers over the pet shop.
I would advise that as well. Gaz, thanks a million for coming into us today. That was the chef Gaz Smith there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.